April 20th is the 10-year anniversary of the BP oil spill, which was the largest marine oil spill in history. In the aftermath of the environmental disaster, the Historic New Orleans Collection began collecting oral histories from individuals who were on the ground cleaning up the Gulf and its wildlife. Bart Siegel was a volunteer who rescued and rehabilitated pelicans in Venice, Louisiana. He shared those experiences and his ongoing monitoring work for this edition of NOAA Life Stories.
Louisiana, I didn't really know too much about until the oil spill, because that's when I got down into those areas where the marshes are. I'm sorry, I didn't see it before it was messed up. I started to look around and saw some of the places that weren't affected as opposed to the places that was, and it was heartbreaking because what they had before the oil spill was absolutely wonderful, and what a mess they made out of it, and that's the sorry point.
The Deepwater Horizon resulted in one of the worst environmental disasters in U.S. history.
I saw it on the news when it first happened, and I didn't quite understand what was going on until they started to show the oil pumping out of the hole every day, day after day, week after week. And every day I watched it, I started getting madder and madder and madder. And I realized I was getting mad and staying home wasn't the thing to do. So after watching the news, I managed to see a story about people taking care of pelicans that had gotten oiled. So I jumped in my car and I went down to Venice looking around for this pelican rehabilitation center. And after a couple hours, I finally found it, but they wouldn't let me in because it was a highly restricted area, and I had who am I? I just went down there banging on the door, want to let me in, I want to help. They want to know my background, so I did it on the internet, and they called me back, and 3 days later, I was there again. So I don't know where, all of a sudden, now I'm an animal rehab agent, without 5 minutes worth of experience. But I'll tell you, in a place like that, under those conditions, you get experience in a hurry. You've never seen anything like it in your life. Pelican after pelican, hundreds after hundreds of pelicans coated in oil, suffering, dying. It's something that changes your life.
This is a huge disaster, both for the natural world, for the ecosystem, because this stuff stays for a long time, and it's a human disaster.
I'll give you an example of what happened one night. A helicopter from the Coast Guard came in with 50 pelicans. They came in like dog carriers, big plastic boxes with metal doors. Well, each crate had one pelican in it, and we carried them. They were all covered in blankets, so we carried them directly from the helicopter into the facility. I never even looked at one. And then after we had finally unloaded all the pelicans and got them inside the building, I picked up the sheet and looked inside and lost it. I never seen anything so horrible.
The Gulf spill is a tragedy that never should have happened. I'm Tony Haywood. BP has taken full responsibility for cleaning up the spill in the Gulf. We've helped organize the largest environmental response in this country's history.
We go out every week to inspect these islands in the Gulf, and they still got oil deposits on them, and they're telling people that the place is clean. I walk along Grand Isle Beach, they say it's clean. There's tar on my feet when I get back to the house. They tell me it's clean, it's not clean. So how are we ever going to get anywhere if they don't face the facts that it's not clean, and that they're just going to walk away and leave what's there? I mean, it's still there, and they're gone.
For biologists, how this oil will affect wildlife is a huge concern.
We just walked the island from end to end, making a survey of sand and recording what we see, take photographs, take soil samples, recover dead birds, report dead turtles. We can't touch them because they're endangered. And we just make a thorough report of what's going on to see if and keep turning these reports into people to see if anybody does anything. But until they do, we just keep going out there and monitoring what's going on, because somebody's got to tell them. You got to stay on these people, or else they're going to go away and forget about it. It's not like snow. It doesn't melt. I think it's something that's in my blood. It's something that I realize that I can do well, and I have somehow a calling for it. But I hope I never have to clean another oil bird again as long as I live. But if there is another oil spill and the problem comes up, I'll be there doing it, believe me.